session was during a weekend session supposed to be for Candlekeep and starting the next campaign, but we had some dropouts. Luckily, Dixie was able to make it so we could still play. Well, play is a bit optimistic. Mostly eat donuts and gossip. Let's roll.
Family.
Oh, they're dead. They're in the basement.
That's why he has all the plants.
Yes. Well, and I told them reason.
Taking the place of the people.
And the they're composting. New York. So first off,
I was also in your ring camera, like, hey.
No, Amy said she felt bad that she didn't wake up. And no. I was like, nah, I don't think
no, so. That would have made me feel worse.
He's like, who the fuck is this?
Where the fuck are these people?
Why call, she just calls the police.
So yeah, I slept in his son's bed, his little son's bed.
The crib?
Yeah, pretty much. And, I'm pretty sure if I sleep in it again, I'm going to break it. But that's okay. It's all right. You know.
Is it like a toddler bed? Which like the crib that converts?
It's a twin.
Okay.
I said I hope that memory foam gets amnesia because your son will never be comfortable.
You want donut?
That's hilarious.
I do. What we got?
Ah, donuts and beer.
Can't beat it.
What are these? What is this?
Apple pie?
Yeah.
Apple pie?
Yeah, baby.
Apple pie?
You just want one donut?
For now.
You want to take another one?
I don't have a napkin.
Where are the napkins?
Right here.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Now I'll take two. Wait, is that cream-filled? Am I saying cream-filled?
Yeah, there's cream-filled. Yeah. This ones with the sprinkles are also cream-filled.
Oh, you got the good cream-filled, too, not that shitty Boston cream.
Well, that one, the other one is Boston cream, but I also got the good cream.
Boston cream's good.
You want donut?
I'd like to get a buzz on first.
Before you get your Boston cream on?
Before I get my Boston cream on.
You want some weed?
Not right now. I don't know if I'll be able to play. That's the thing.
We're not all desensitized to it like you are.
Yeah, Jesus. I'm drinking my coffee. All I smell is weed. I'm like, already?
Stop judging me!
That's why I get the edibles. No one knows.
That's how I get through my day!
I can't do it. I
edibles?
I can't do weed at all.
Yes, you can. You're the smartest weed person in the world.
You're the best.
Who knew to get wings and eat them in the tub? That's true. Epic, bro.
That was epic.
Yeah, I know. But it was... It's a lot worse than it sounds. Because you have to take a shower after that.
I understand. Like you described the film of
the
oil.
Film of wind grease.
I get it. It's still better.
And you also were fixing that a couple weeks later.
And you also have this little voice in the back of your head going, "You're a goddamn monster."
Self guilt.
Yeah, I'm aware.
The plumbers come because it's clogged, and they pull out chicken bones. Like, what the fuck?
It's like, you're like one step away from Baron Harkonnen.
You're not, though.
Yeah. I just pictured eventually, while I was doing that some subservient person would be ladling water onto my back, making sure I stayed moist.
So did you ever see that on, what's that show that it was all the weird stuff? It was like 30 minutes. Back
no.
in the day.
You're describing half
I know.
Of primetime television.
I know.
The weird
but
show.
Anyway, this couple invited this woman over for dinner and they put her in the hot tub, but then they started throwing vegetables in. Right?
Tales from the Dark Side?
Yes, thank you. And then they got a big spoon.
Yeah, and they started like ladling the water over her.
That's funny.
Fucking opening description of that show was amazing. You know, 30 minutes. It's on the television.
He knew what I meant.
People were in
it. All she had to do was say, started throwing vegetables, and I'm like,
the opening descriptions just described a television show.
You know that TV show, 30
Honestly,
Minutes?
Honestly, that show had some fucked up shit in it.
That's nightmares.
Yeah.
Nightmares.
There was the one episode with the fucking, where the dude had the little
kid?
The little kid.
In the map. Yes!
That he kept in the fucking closet. Oh my God, that gave me nightmares for weeks.
Did you see the one with the little kid where like all the adults were like real gentle around the kid and some guy, it was a rainy night and his car broke down and he stops in this house and like he can't figure out why everyone's like being like scared of the child.
Oh, that's Twilight Zone.
Oh, Twilight Zone. Okay. And yeah, then he Twilight has Zone's like, a good one. Yeah. So then like any adult he gets mad at, he like covers their mouth with skin and they can't talk anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. It's nightmare fuel.
Anyway. Wait, before we get started.
So here we are.
Any good stories from the place that we will not name?
It's so bad.
Is it?
Has it just gotten worse and worse?
I'm on my last legs, I think.
I say, because you were starting to look around.
Yeah, I definitely
have you found a new recruiter?
Was I looking for a new recruiter?
Well, didn't you contact his recruiter and then he didn't get back to any of us?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened to that guy.
No. Did I?
No? I thought you did. Mark?
No.
No? Oh. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Maybe I missed.
Cliff and I contacted him and then he got back to us and then he just like ghosted us.
He ghosted you?
Both of us though. So I think we think he might be dead.
Oh, he probably is dead. So this is for Big Beans Company?
No, he was just a general recruiter.
Oh.
But we worked with him before, so
I might have something
to someone we kind of trust as a recruiter and not totally slimy.
Yeah, not a bottom feeder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, Big Bean, are you ready to go too?
20-year-old girl.
Mm. You're in your remote sitch.
Yeah, I totally know what that's like.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that what you're... Are you ready to roll?
Oh, yeah, I'm always... Yeah.
Always ready to roll. You looking for a remote again?
Ideally.
Yeah.
I'm okay with going in a little bit.
Like once or twice a week.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, a little more or less than that, yeah.
One meeting a month.
Yeah. Once a month, perfect.
The place that shall not be named went back to 4 days a week.
It's brutal.
On Monday.
Nice.
I was on vacation, so I was happy about that. But so I have to start back on Monday. And I'm ready to... And they called me twice while I was on vacation.
That's
shut
why?
Up.
You're still contracting, right? That's the one good thing. You could be there forever, making tons of money. But you actually care about work.
That's the problem, is it like...
Yeah, you actually
you
have...
You can't care when
you're
there.
You have there. A soul, so...
I mean, I don't have a soul, but...
Well, no, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying.
It's a dark, tainted soul.
Yes.
But
there
you still
go.
Have it.
Yes, but like, there's some humanity where it's like...
There's like, I really feel like I should get something done.
And I feel like people should come to work and feel like get some sort of satisfaction in what they're doing instead of coming to work and dreading it. Like, I don't want like to have teams where everybody dreads everything. Do you know what I mean? I feel like a little bit responsible for that. Like,
I actually like my job. I liked my job. Like,
how did this happen?
I don't know how this happened, but I'm back coding, but I'm also responsible for a lot of things.
So you're challenged.
That's when you code on people's backs.
I don't have any, I'm going to have a couple people underneath me, but not a ton.
Yeah. And manageable amount.
Right.
Where you can actually be functional as opposed to fire drilling all day.
Exactly.
Yeah. No Christians.
So, it's weird.
I'm just bored and I don't want to go in the office. My job is super easy.
Yeah.
I mean.
You're welcome.
It's like, I almost want to find a second job without telling them.
You're like every other.
I'm really.
You're like every contractor at the place that shall not be.
Not even moonlight. I would just work during the fucking day.
You would just double up.
They still call that moonlighting.
We just set it up so well there.
Yeah, it runs itself.
It runs itself.
Yeah. No, I get it.
But it's not going to for a while. Everyone's going to start quitting. I have one guy that's already.
Why is everyone wanting to?
Because they make us go back in the office.
Oh, I see.
And all the guys were like.
Yeah, there's no reason for it whatsoever. I go in the office, sit, and I'm on web calls all day. Webcams.
That's so stupid.
Right?
All day.
It's literally to justify a contract or to get tax breaks that require human bodies.
City wage.
Yeah. Or their buddies. Or in our case, they're probably buddies with the city people.
And there's all the restaurants and bars that closed because we weren't there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why don't you move?
Now it's my problem.
Do they understand that that's how capitalism is supposed to work, though?
Yeah. It's where do you think that money went? To the suburbs. Other things are benefiting.
Yes.
But no, the city's crumbling. Yeah. Who cares?
The city was crumbling before.
Cities are not great. They've always been centers of disease and poverty. And, like,
and
New
malfeasance.
York is the goddamn worst. I have to go there every, like,
where?
Other month. New York.
Oh, I won't. No, I can't even.
Every other month. Like, it's not
That's
terrible.
Fine. That's fine. You take the Acela?
I take the Acela.
Fine.
But it is like if you take five Phillies and smush them together.
Yeah.
And increase the stink by about 10%.
Yeah.
It's
the bowels of humanity.
Worst. There was dude.
But there's so much culture
there. Like, I don't even want to go there to visit anymore. Mm-hmm. I just don't want anything to do with it.
there was trash this, isn't culture.
There was this dude doing magic tricks when I got off the train, except he wasn't doing magic tricks. He just had a cape that was like black on one side and purple on the other, and he was waving it around.
Was he high?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, should I wait to see if something happens? Like, he actually...
You should not. Do not move.
He actually did have my pique my interest
for
a second.
Of course, because you were confused.
I'm like, yeah. Maybe something's going to pop out of this. Nothing did.
Your work from home has made you weak.
Yeah, you know, you should know better.
I
look at anybody on the street for any reason.
I didn't look at him. It was
you
in my periphery, but I did slow down
to
see if something was going to happen, but...
That's enough.
Then he pulls out a gun. Fuck.
Oh, God damn it.
The wavy
cape. He got me. It came out of nowhere.
You son of a bitch.
It was well done, but then he shot me in the stomach, and now I have a
I'm dying.
Bag forever.
Yeah. Colostomy bag.
I forget what those are called.
Colostomy bag.
Colostomy bag.
Yeah. Welcome back, all.
What's your wife like?
What's your wife like? Oh, Wi-Fi.
What's your wife like?
She's okay. She's fine.
You know, like any woman, she's fine for a while, then it grates on you for the rest of your life.
But it's fine. You get used to it.
Oh, Wi-Fi.
Hence the...
Sorry.
I use alcohol.
Thank you.
No, I love my wife. She's the best.
Yep.
If she ever hears this. Of course, if she ever hears that, she'll hear the other stuff.
Yeah. She'll be 200 episodes in and real fucking pissed.
She already knew you were an aggressive racist before she married
you.
She's
like, honey, you're spending a lot of time listening to... You're like 120 hours into this whatever podcast you're listening. She just pissed.
And you hit the divorce letter.
I know what's behind those bleeps.
I tell Christina, I'm like, don't listen to it. I tell
everyone to listen. I actually don't even tell people.
I have a thought every once in a while that, like, between this podcast and the one I was on before, at least my kid, when I die, you know, in a few years, my kids will have something to listen to. You know, they might listen to it when they're like 18 or 20. And be like, oh, there's dad. He's funny.
I'm sorry. 20, that's are we like 10 years. Are we scheduling your death to be this soon? I'm unfamiliar.
I did have a halfway to death party when I was 25.
I mean, I understand that. I think we all could have had that party.
I can use that as justification. It's like, you know that you can't just plan these things.
Well, I know I'm pretty close to death. I have to lose weight. So, when I was in New York, we did axe throwing.
And how'd that go?
It was fun, like, for the first hour. And
but do you need to axe throw for more than an hour?
The axe liked it. Apparently. The board hated it.
I was killing it. I was like hitting bullseye after bullseye.
Sure.
You know, and
yeah, it's like your dream situation.
And then, you know,
he collapsed on the ground.
My heart started.
Ambulance was called.
No, I was like, I'm sweating. Yes. Like breathing heavy, and my boss was like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "I don't think so." Thank you. Sit down. And you know, it's because I'm grossly obese.
No, that was your cardio.
No, actually, I've had my heart checked out and everything. It's fine. It's just
you should sue them. They did an activity not thinking about you. Okay,
true.
And they need to be
more inclusive.
What activity
could they do with him though?
You can just sit, have a beer.
I can eat wings in the tub, and they can ladle water on me.
Yeah,
get the ladle out.
I hate my job.
This is the worst activity ever. It's team building. Shut up. More ladling.
I do most of the working.
The water's getting cold in here.
It's so good.
Oh, we have to give Dixie a recap.
Okay.
No, he was here last time.
He was
here last time.
Yeah, she was here last time.
No, it's only Rodney. That's what
it's Rodney is now. Never here. Rodney is never ever here. Rodney, never here. Anyway,
anywho.
We ended it after you guys fought those really nasty ghosts that took possession of you multiple times. Mm. And went good.
Wait, where are we now? I forget where we're at.
You're in the castle.
We're still in the same castle?
We're still in the castle, yes.
I seriously don't remember. Give me a recap.
Do it all. Okay, do it all.
Okay. So what happened was... You remember the slods, right?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-oh.
What's it say?
I don't want the
up. You mean like Eastern Europeans?
Did you guys have like a pillow fight last night at your sleepover?
Yeah, we did. We played video games and ordered pizza like a bunch of teens.
And we watched The was, Meg.
The Meg. The Meg. The, yeah, he was biting his pillow all night. Oh, fight? I guess we were supposed to talk about that.
Very rude.
So, you know, it was, last night was fun. We played Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nice, nice.
And we beat the game. Thanks for the game.
Wow.
What was it, $60?
No.
No, okay, good.
You know, I went there for like 16.
Because we we beat the game in like 2 hours.
Three hours, something like that.
And then we watched The Meg, which was hilarious.
Was it good or no?
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
No.
No. Yeah.
It was like a...
It wasn't the worst movie.
Sharknado?
Like, no, it wasn't like that.
It wasn't that bad.
Like Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
Yeah, closer to Pacific Rim.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was definitely...
Where you're like, oh, there's parts that don't involve the giant robots.
Fast forward.
We watched the Meg 2 pitch meeting. I think you were in the bathroom.
Yeah, you were in the bathroom. It was pretty
funny.
And
he makes fun of that. He's like, yeah, it'll be a lot of human contact and interaction. And they're like, I think people will want to see the shark. Like, well, I think your budget will want to see a lot of human contact and interaction.
But it was, yeah, not good. Anyway, recap. So you guys, the slides just basically demolished the castle.
Yes.
I have to open up my notes.
Damn Eastern Europeans.
Fuck the slides.
She's got a gun!
Oh, I knew this was how it was going to go. I knew
she's
it.
She's a GoPro.
And this is why D&D groups won't allow a single girl anymore.
How dare you?
You ruined it for every female that wanted to play D&D.
Oh, that's a big thing now. Like,
what?
D&D girls. D&D girls are all over the place now.
See what I started?
You started it.
See what Dixie started?
Dixie started this whole
You
D&D.
Are
trendsetter.
Yeah,
trailblazer.
An influencer.
You're an influencer for women everywhere playing D&D.
That's right.
Do we have to be as mean and racist as her?
Yes.
And misogynistic for some weird reason.
Yes, that's right.
Why is she so on the guy side?
Because she knows what's up.
That's true.
Wait, why? Because
she pays taxes.
Does change your point of view. Of
oh, I need your Wi-Fi password. Fuck.
Can't keep this thing out.
He'll type it in for you.
Just, yeah, it's not. We're gonna. We're gonna.
Yesterday.
They didn't. You cock knocker.
If is gay.
Is it Drizzt? Drizzt guest or Drizzt? Drizzt IoT.
Drizzt.
If is gay.
Da-da. Don't. You're gonna have.
If is gay. If is gay.
It almost would have been easier if you just gave it to me.
If is gay.
I have to bleep all this out.
Is it all lowercase?
Yeah.
If is gay. 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 If is gay.
That's it.
Let me read that back to you. I have. What time do you have to go home? You don't have to go home.
I don't have to go home, but.
You can sleep over.
Yes, but you do want me to be functional, no?
I mean.
You're like, it's more fun when you're.
Sometimes it's more fun when I have to be functional.
What time does your wife want you home?
That's the luxury of my life.
I want that.
Such a sweet woman.
I love my wife. I'm just kidding. I love her so much.
I don't mind all the requirements to my built into my
to
life.
To your free time.
You shouldn't have any requirements anymore.
I
your
don't.
Kids are so old.
My actually, I
you're
can't,
so old.
I can't really say anything bad because I don't have any requirements on my life anymore.
I mean, you do got a lot of swords in the basement
that you've hidden.
I had to hide them. She still doesn't want me buying swords, which I don't understand.
If she had let you buy the set where you could forge your own, this would be a non-issue.
I know, right?
Yes.
She's like, you're never going to do it. I'm like, you could be right.
She just let it one.
But
be
then you could also say, okay, get it. And if you never do it again, I don't care. But the deal is buy that, no more swords, right?
Right.
I'm all in on that.
And I would. It would be a lot less money
mm-hmm.
in the long run. Where is my document? Oh, there it is. Okay, good.
So your ability to negotiate and compromise makes you a dangerous person.
That's right.
That's right.
And I,
Are you still looking around?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're at home too, though, no?
Yeah.
With the place in West Coast?
But I would be okay.
Going in how often? Hybrid. How often, though?
Once, maybe twice a week.
Okay.
Like, I could do that. I think it's time. Instead of going the other way, where, like, maybe I should be back in an office a little bit.
Where maybe you should be wearing clothes again?
What is That's awful, too. Yeah.
What's awful?
I don't have clothes for 3 days a week.
I don't either, bro.
I don't have clothes.
I'm on Amazon ordering clothes because
I don't have clothes that fit for 3 days a week.
I have two sets of clothes now.
Yes.
And, it's gonna be real obvious real soon.
Can stop coming into work? Oh no!
Yes.
Oh, we were counting all of this, huh? That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's still going.
Did you bring the poison?
Yeah, I got it.
He's got the poison.
You bought your own poison?
No, I left it last time.
I got the poison.
Do you need another IPA?
No, I this one's still pretty full.
You have a chaser donut?
I do have a chaser donut.
You have a chaser donut and a double IPA. Everything's going to be okay.
We didn't start playing yet.
No, you started the recap. That counts.
I'm just going to give you my jigger.
What?
What? You can't say that.
No, that's not a jigger. The jigger's the shaky thing, right?
No, that's the jigger.
That is a jigger. Right? Yeah.
Oh, you guys have to bleep all of this.
Please don't.
No, that's a bleep. That's definitely a bleep.
Is this the bleeper? Bleeper? Why did he bleep the whole thing? It's as worse as it could be.
You really just need to fast. You just need to end the whole first portion.
It's just grr.
Oh, I felt it up to the top.
Fuck me.
I actually feel bad.
Fuck me.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I spilled it.
Ooh.
It's so good. He loves it.
You just gotta throw it back. Yikes. Start drinking, bro.
Yikes. You look like a girl who hates swallowing.
That's like... worse. I can save for 4 hours.
I have a comparison. Ugh. God, that is so fucking awful.
It's so foul.
It's the after effects.
Yes. The lingering.
Ugh.
It is the, yeah. The actual shot wasn't the worst thing ever. But it just, it sits in your, yeah, it does. Just sits in your gut for like a good hour.
Because you keep burping it up.
Ugh.
It's the worst.
Okay.
You have a phone in here,
you
right?
Start to fear burps.
You do. Nope.
Where's my phone? I'll call it. I always have it on silent. I'm fucked. I just have to find it. I almost never have my phone.
Well, I'll still call it. I'll kill you. Stop calling it.
I just don't like. I don't know.
It's okay.
Like
I put an AirTag on it. How are you gonna find the AirTag? With my phone. Oh.
I mean, they do both have so Apple Watches. You can sit there and hit the thing, and even if it's on silent, it'll make an audible noise. And then Android has the same thing where you can log into a website.
I can always find it.
And ring it, even if it's off.
I didn't know that.
I have lost it multiple times and found it doing
that. I've lost it.
I was just playing on Android. It's probably specific. But Samsung probably has something.
No, it is
Android. I can do that through Google. Oh, it is Android?
Yeah. Okay. And then you pulled up through your Google account. Yep.
Gotcha.
So you were exploring the third floor of the castle.
Right.
Which you did not explore yet. And the first stop
Hello, third floor.
Was yeah. at was the Spectre's Sanctum, where you met three greater ghosts that possessed the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm. What the hell are we looking for?
We're just checking things out, right?
Yeah, you guys are just looking for shit.
Gotcha.
So
love looking for shit.
You are in.
I think
just came up the stairs.
I think Glenn used up most of his fucking spells.
Yeah, you guys did use a lot of shit that round.
What does he need? A long rest?
Yeah, he needs long rest for that stuff.
Yeah, and
well, I mean, if we're just doing this for funsies, why don't we go home, rest up?
And
go
we just gonna look around. It's fine.
And you basically you've when you went up the spiral staircase from the second floor, you're in an area where you can't get to the other areas. So you're basically, you need to go back down all the way to the first floor and then go back up. There are multiple staircases.
Have we examined this room fully?
Yes. Oh, no, because we just ended on the fight. So okay. I will read the description. So the open chamber contains a large table and star charts in scrolls and racks around the walls. Three bodies are sprawled on the floor, which you assume is where the ghosts came from. Where you
ghosts come from bodies. We all have ghosts in us.
We do. We're all... there's life after death. As... blah, blah, blah.
Stuff I don't want you to know.
Stuff I don't know. Yeah. So the there's just a bunch of star charts and scrolls.
Let's
Hold on. I'm doing an intelligence check.
Glenn has plus two.
Anyone else smarter?
No, I have a negative one.
Intelligence plus three.
No, go for it, smarty.
Oh, what's up?
How do you have such a high intelligence? Oh, because you're the arcane trickster rogue.
I'm a smart guy.
It's his wisdom that's in question.
I'm sorry, what is this?
It would have been better the other way.
He's rolling an intelligence.
12. No, I mean, what is this?
He just wants an intelligence.
Oh, that's his roll box.
Oh, yeah, did you ever see a dice tower?
No.
So a dice tower, you put the dice in at the top, and it rolls it around for you.
Okay.
12.
I'll let someone else roll.
Because he's stupid.
20.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
See, I'll tell you the whole thing. If you roll a 15, I would tell you a little bit.
You don't have to tell us that.
No. Glenn says, I got it. I can tell you're confused.
Hello, Glenn. Thanks, buddy.
So you know that
can't be mad at him.
The scrolls themselves would fetch 700 gold pieces.
Ooh.
But the state that they're in makes them very
brittle.
Brittle, yeah. So if you pick them up normally, they will just fall apart. So you have to put them in some kind of folio. Which there is a folio there.
Oh,
that's convenient.
I know, but it's big. So if you're carrying it around,
that's a big old folio.
You're gonna have to. You're going to take an...
we do have a bag of holding.
Won't fit the bag of holding. It's got to make it past the mouth.
That's always the problem, isn't
it?
It is.
You know, once you get past the mouth.
But they're not heavy, so they could just...
They're not heavy, there. We'll say that you're going to get a minus two penalty to your dexterity while you're carrying it.
Mm.
So it's up to you. 700 gold, minus two penalty to dexterity...
I mean, we could roll it up and just leave it here and remember to grab it on the way out. Like, make a note. Be like, on the way out, let's go grab that for you.
700 gold.
Or scroll.
Scrolls. For the moment, in room. Well, we'll bring it downstairs.
Okay.
After we're done looking in the room. Is there anything else? I have star charts worth 2,800 gold.
These are more of them.
Okay, so more scrolls.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just shitty.
They're in shitty condition.
No,
scrolls are very offended by that.
No, like, spells?
You're in shitty
scrolls
condition.
Or anything?
Nope.
We do an investigation of the room itself?
Sure.
It's quite a click on that thing, huh?
It's loud, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. It knows that before.
What?
Yeah.
I don't like it either. It's a loud click.
Yeah.
What's a click?
It's a click.
Can you hear it?
What click? Oh, okay.
On the touchpad.
Do a perception check on the room. I guess. A perception
don't
or investigation, or what do you want to do?
Investigation.
Investigation check.
Investigation land. 14.
You don't have to take anything else.
Okay. All right, I guess we'll go back downstairs.
Okay. And when you go back downstairs, there are stairs to the south that you can go up. There are also stairs directly east, and there is stairs to the southeast.
And these go down or up?
Well, you just went down. So they can go in any direction. Stairs are directionless.
That's fair. Okay.
Well, we're going up.
Fine, pick a stair, okay? Any stair. They're directionless. Doesn't matter.
It's true. What's that?
One to the south.
One to the south. Okay.
This is the race of stairs.
They are. So there are six mauled and kind of eviscerated Dragon Wing cultists here.
Nice.
The Slads killed them.
Nice.
Because they recognized them as cultists. Mm. Some of the cultists they didn't recognize as cultists, so they didn't kill them. Since yes. We talked about this.
Love these
but yeah, they recognize these guys as cultists, and they're just big piles of viscera.
Nice. Thanks, lads. Wherever you went.
I check them.
Yeah, there's a door to your north and a door to your east.
Do you have anything on them?
No. No.
Let's go to the door north.
Okay. This is an unused room that has a collapsed wall to the east.
Ooh.
To the west.
We rebuilt the wall. We take several days.
Okay. looks beautiful. You guys did a really good job with the drywall. I'm very happy. Do a performance check.
I want shiplap. Because all
yes.
the walls need chip
level.
Oh,
no.
It's
Cliff is having... He's starting to shake.
Chip fine. And Joanna Gaines entered the game.
You gotta go see Cliff's bathroom.
Shiplap?
It's shiplap, of course.
There's so much shiplap in this house.
The powder room?
Yeah, the one right there. It's half finished.
Oh, I see it
there's
from here.
There's more shiplap in this
it's
house.
It's like 5-6 finish.
Than there okay. is
There's
in
no
a.
mirror up, so it's not finished yet.
Right, that's fair. Thank you for the status.
There's a mirror on the side.
It's just not hung?
It's not hung up.
Well. It is Clifford talking about.
It's rude.
Sorry.
It's also rude to imply that because I'm not hung, that wouldn't be.
Fair. I apologize to the mirror.
Thank you.
All right, we'll go to the other room. To the east.
To the east.
I'll be laughing balls. When I hang myself.
So you find...
Who's hung now?
Oh, no! If you didn't make a face, you might have gotten away with it.
Oh, fuck!
Where's your IPA?
No!
Is his IPA full?
Yeah, I think it's...
Check his chaser.
He said that like, check his chaser.
I'm gonna eat it!
He's gonna need it. So bad.
Our poor boy.
Yikes.
He's only 25.
he's not gonna make it.
Please don't get out my age and personally identify.
PII.
It is PII.
We already gave out his dick size.
That's not PII.
That was general.
It's 3 inches.
Oh, thank you.
Yikes.
Measure from the asshole, he said.
That's how you measure dicks, right? Right from the asshole. I'm at least 10 inches. That's where it starts. Don't wait that
here
all the
he
time.
Goes.
Here we go.
I smell it from here.
Do it.
Oh, he loves it. He loves it.
He does. He loves it so much.
That's his cumsy face.
It's so good. You're going to take all 10 inches.
You can have sex with me, but put a bag on your head towards the end.
Towards the end.
You don't want to see the face.
I'm fine in the middle of it, but you kind of ruin it.
No guy has a good, clumsy face.
I don't think anybody has.
Like, no, an girls attractive. Can look hot. Girls can look hot.
You're just happy that it's happening.
Yeah, guys are just like, oh my God.
That's what you scream at the end. It's happening!
It's happening! I never thought this would happen to me.
And then you click the play button and it's like...
But, like, when they focus
stop
on, like,
watching
on a guy in porn,
me and my wife, please.
It's the worst. As a girl, you can you even
you don't like
that,
when
right?
guys... You don't I like do. When you see guys come faces?
No!
No.
Stop blowing them.
That's why they're always in the back.
It's the angle, because you're blowing them, you're looking up. No one has a good angle
well,
that way.
You're
yeah.
supposed to maintain eye contact.
That's true.
Give him the doe eyes. Anyway. So that's Cliff Gumsy's face.
Good to know.
I have a feeling this is going to be a rough session for everyone.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Hasn't started yet.
It started. We did roll a couple.
We did. I wrote down scrolls, 700.
So,
we left them at the bottom of the steps, by the way.
That's fine. So
we told them don't fucking touch it. We'll kill you all.
Wow.
Wow. They're like, all right, dude.
After installing the shiplap.
Yes.
You can't, you know.
Go up and put shiplap up there.
I wasn't even thinking about that, but after you said it, I am going to roll to see if they touch them.
I mean, they could touch them, but they're going to get.
I'm still going to do it.
Well, it's also, we're the heroes of the thing.
Yeah, but they're fucking bullywugs. They're idiots. And lizard, oh, I'm sorry, they're lizard folks. So they're not that big of an idiot. Never mind.
Okay, who touched it? Oh, we don't know. I guess we're going to fucking kill you all.
And that was Tim.
Oh, that's right. With the dragons coming, that's why we're staying.
Right. So,
right.
Potentially staying.
The six cultists who share the area use the chamber.
Well, we got like a day left, right? We saw it leave. Oh, we saw it. Do we see it leave the thing? We were looking through the telescope.
Yeah, you did see it leave the It's coming quick.
Wait, how quick? No, but it's still going to take a while, right? Because it was a far time.
It's going to take a little bit. But the six cultists who share this area use it for study and practicing their magical craft. The chamber is empty except for three stools, three writing desks, and a basin of water.
Look around.
You look around. You got
You're
eyes.
You're the look around guy.
Who's got the highest perception? Because this is perception.
It's going to be him.
You do it. I'm tired of looking everywhere.
Always looking at shit. Anybody need
good.
You were the fucking worst.
I'm good, thank
six.
You. Six?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't detect anything.
We're good.
Pretty ordinary.
Can we take 20 and look around?
Sure.
Why? This is weird. Let's keep moving.
You open up the... I am confident.
We're pouring out their water and shit.
You open up the desks, pour out the water, look around, and there's nothing in there. They must have... either the spell books were destroyed with the... When the bodies were mauled, or they just didn't keep them here.
Hmm. Okay, let's try the last steps.
There's two more steps.
Oh my god!
So there's steps to the steps to the west and steps to the southwest.
Let's do southwest.
Okay. As you come up the stairs, you see. Please don't do that.
Stairs turn me on. I can't help it.
It's a weird thing to try.
The third floor is converted.
How many stairs did I get up?
Is converted to living quarters. There's you see a bunch of fairly rich furnishings, pretty lavish. All other furnishings were built by the lizard folks. So there's like these really lavish furnishings, and then there's these fairly decent, but you can tell they're just utilitarian.
Yes.
There's
made with the IKEA.
There's two big onyx carvings of black dragons flanking the staircase.
How big?
They're 3 feet tall and they weigh 400 pounds.
Oh my god!
Roll an intelligence check.
Ooh.
18.
18.
Yeah, you know that a collector of this type of art would pay 3,000 for the pair. 3,000 gold pieces.
Yeah, but we had no way to get those anywhere.
800 pounds is pretty tough. To
yeah.
And
even, like, we would need two separate bags of holdings. To
also,
even...
roll a perception check.
Same Glenn?
I don't care.
All right, well, you roll. Oh my god, you are fucking it up.
10.
Yeah, you see, there's a bunch of papers on the desk, but you don't see anything that catches your eye.
There's papers over here.
Glenn will investigate them. I'm good with papers.
Okay, I will allow for investigation, because this is, now you have to read through them.
Nah. Nope.
Okay.
4.
Yeah, you don't see anything out of the ordinary.
Told you.
I'm bored, I don't want to read these today.
He starts writing his pamphlets on the back of the
I'm gonna. Yeah, he picks them up. I need some more paper for pre-made pamphlets.
I'm running out of you for help. There is a door to the west and a door to the south.
South.
South it is.
Wait, I thought we just did another door. Wouldn't that
we
be?
Went up the stairs southwest.
Gotcha.
Pay attention.
I'm trying.
He's done a lot of
so
weed.
So much weed.
It's a trip.
You know what they say about Saturdays?
Weed o'clock.
Sundays and Mondays.
Yeah, we start thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is a door to the south, not a...
We'll still go to the south.
Okay.
Changes nothing.
Do you ever think about not doing weed for like a few months to reset your... Do you ever do it?
I mean, I have done it.
But... Does it actually reset your tolerance?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. This is a little bit confusing because there's two doors to... There's a door to the north that's closed and a door to the north that's opened.
Well, let's look in the open one first.
Apparently, this is a sitting room. There is a door to the north. And, yeah, basically just...
Let's go open up that door.
Door to the north?
This is just a castle of doors? These are rich, rich people.
They need hallways.
So this is...
The doors don't have to touch. They don't all have to touch.
This room is bare with the exception of a large...
Bear in it?
A large bear.
This room is a bear.
It's just a bear.
You're inside right a bear. Into a
bear's mouth.
Close door.
No, there's a not large, but fairly large crystal ball flowing in the middle of the room. And it is, you see a stylized depiction of a five-headed dragon.
What's rising the crystal ball
from,
doing here?
Rising from a volcano painted on the back of the door where it won't be seen unless you close the door, which you did. And yeah, the artist was not exceptionally talented that did this, but it's, I don't even know why the fuck they write this.
Is it, what's his face?
Why, it's probably Brian Tsai.
Yeah. God damn it, Brian Tsai.
Just like this book, the artist was not exceptionally talented, but he did what he could with what he had.
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
He would like, Glenn wants to do an arcana check to that crystal ball.
Okay. Go ahead.
Nice, nat 20. So 26.
Oh, wow. You know what?
26.
It was a super high
DC.
DC. It was a 25 DC.
Wow.
You got it. 26, you. Baby.
BB.
So.
I know all.
So you know this is the Orb of Dragonkind.
Whoa.
And I get to read this whole diatribe to you. Ages passed on the world of Kryn. Elves and humans waged a terrible war against eight.
Should I read it to them?
I think
ages passed.
I think the
war of elvenkind.
I think technically it has to be a rant to be a diatribe.
No,
is that true?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a rant.
I think generally it's implied that it's passionate.
Yes,
but not necessarily ranting.
All right, go ahead. Read your diatribe.
Okay. When the world seemed doomed, the wizards of the Towers of High Sorcery came together and worked their greatest magic, forming five orbs of dragonkind. There's only five of them.
Woo! Which one is this? To help one of five, or is it like four?
One of the orbs... Hold on. Relax. One of the orbs was taken to each of the five towers, and there they were used to speed the war towards a victorious end. The wizard used the orb to lure dragons to them, then destroy the dragons with powerful magic.
Oh.
As the Towers of High Sorcery fell in later ages, the orbs were destroyed or faded in the legend, and all... What the fuck did you just do, iPad?
That part of the story?
It's weird that they wrote that on the scroll.
And only three are thought to survive.
Oh, even more valuable.
Their magic has warped and twisted over the centuries, so although the primary purpose was for calling dragons still functions, they also allow some measure of control over dragons.
Ooh.
Each orb contains the essence of an evil dragon, a presence that resents any attempt to coax magic from it. Those lacking in force and personality might find themselves enslaved to an orb. An orb is etched crystal globe about 10 inches in diameter. When used, it grows to 20 inches.
That's about normal.
Sounds suspect.
Yep.
While attuned to the orb, you can use an action...
Right, Bruce? That's normal.
Doubles in size.
That's about right.
I mean, 20 inches.
I mean, it's a
from
grower.
From the asshole.
From the asshole. It's a grower, not a shower. While attuned to an orb, you can use an action to peer into the orb's depths, and speak its command word. You must then make a DC 15 charisma check. On a successful charisma check, you control the orb for as long as you remained attuned to it. On a failed check, you become charmed by the orb as you remained attuned to it. No one around you knows whether or not you did it successfully or you are charmed by the orb.
Wow.
Mm.
So
when we play this, are you going to roll for the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking A. While you are charmed by the orb, you can't voluntarily end your attunement to it, and the orb casts suggestion at you at will with a DC 18 save, urging you to work towards its evil ends and desires. The dragon essence within the orb might want many things. The annihilation of particular people. Freedom of a particular people. Not
freedom
like all
Information
of them.
Act?
freedom from the orb to spread suffering in the world, to advance the worship of Tachesis, Tiamat's name on Kryn. So there are some random properties in it. This is like
occasionally a little orb of butt play.
This is literally like a, you know, an intelligent artifact level.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a big.
Yeah, it's got an evil spirit in it.
While attuned to the artifact, you are immune to disease. While attuned to the artifact, you can use an action to cast 1/3 level spell Lightning Bolt from it.
Hold on. Immune. Disease. Lightning, what level of lightning bolt?
3rd.
Okay.
After you cast the spell or roll a d6, on a roll of 1 to 5, you can't cast the lightning again until next dawn. Okay. If you roll a 6, you can cast it again. While attuned to the artifact, all holy water within 10 feet of you is destroyed.
Oh my god.
You take 4d10 psychic damage when you become attuned to this artifact. The spells. The orb has...
Wait, is that like a forcible detunement? Or like you detune and you're going to get hit with this regardless?
No, when you become attuned. So if you want to be attuned to it...
Oh, this is attunement. You get hit with a 4d10.
Get hit with a 4d10 regardless.
Wow.
Even if you're successful.
Wow.
The spell... The orb has 7 charges and regains 1d4 plus 3 expended charges daily at dawn. If you control the orb, you can use an action and expend 1 or more charges to cast the following spells with a DC 18 save from it. Cure Wounds at 5th level, 3 charges.
Relax.
Daylight, 1 charge. Death Ward, 2 charges. Or Scrying, 3 charges. You can use an action to cast Detect Magic spell from the orb without using any charges. While you control the orb, you can use an action to cause the evil artifact to issue telepathic call that extends in all directions for 40 miles. Evil dragons in the range feel compelled to come to the orb as soon as possible by the most direct route. Dragon deities such as Tiamat are unaffected by the dragon's draw. The orb might be hostile to you for compelling them against their will. Once you have this property, it can't be used again for 1 hour. If you would like, you can destroy the orb, since it is evil.
Mm-hmm.
An orb of dragon kind appears fragile, but it's impervious to most damages, including attacks and breath weapons of dragons. A disintegrate spell or a good hit from a +3 magic weapon is sufficient to destroy the orb.
Well, we got a +3 magic weapon, baby!
So,
We destroy it.
What?
I think we destroy it.
Audubon says this? That's out of character. I mean, the thing
it's not
is,
out of character because Automon doesn't want to use it.
The
it's
thing
too
is
dangerous,
priceless.
And he doesn't want it to be used against him.
Well, the thing is priceless. It's, I mean, if you were to go to like Baldur's Gate or to Waterdeep or and show this to a high level wizard, he would pay you more money than you could
like 100,000.
Like it would be like a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah,
I'd have to roll for it, but it would still be a ridiculous amount of money no matter what I roll. You know this because you rolled so high, and it is not of this world. It's from Kryn, which you know from the book that you guys got, that weird book that they semi-translated.
Yeah.
That's how you know this, Glenn.
I mean, yeah. Glenn, I think Glenn being... One, a cleric.
It destroys holy water!
Destroying holy water. He's lawful neutral. I don't think he would want to sell it. Because it'd be like release... It potentially releasing an evil spirit.
It would be
a powerful evil spirit.
It would be an evil act. Although I think Vanta is... If she knows this and you've said it out loud, which is what you said you did, Vanta would be kind of interested in it.
I'm ready to go with this thing.
I'll take it.
Well, not just handing it around. It's not a toy.
Weeblow would probably not want nothing to do with it. Automon, that's interesting that you would not want nothing to do with it. I would think that you would be someone that would be interested in it, but if not, I get it. You're playing your character.
Not worth it.
Vanta, you might be interested in it just for the dragon controlling powers of it, because that's what you're hoping.
But she also wouldn't like the getting controlled by the dragon.
That's true. She does not like being controlled. We've established that.
I mean, like, Automon would be happy to stow it away in case we ever need it in the future, but he wouldn't want to put it out on the market for fear of having to go up against it, right? Because he's an adventurer, right? He doesn't know who's going to have it and whatnot, and he doesn't want to use it because there's too many downsides.
I picture Automon going to, like the just a regular town market. Hey, got this dragon horn. Dragon horn for sale. Dragon horn.
So when you compel the dragons to come to you, that's it, right?
You don't know if they're going to be... They might kill you.
Yeah. All it does is compel them.
Yeah. I mean, the orb has some measure of control over them, but, yeah, they might just go...
Yeah. Because they just used to be like, come here, and then... Yeah.
Now, what you could do is you could say, hey, come here, and they, you know, a bunch of dragons will get there, and then you can, you know, haul ass and leave the orb there, because they're going to come to the orb, not to you. So there's ways you can use it without... You know, getting trounced by
10 dragons, ten that's dragons
pop up. That pop up.
Yeah.
It's a good call. I didn't think of that. I think we destroy it. Because I don't have a good place to stash it unless somebody else does.
I mean, we have the bag of holding.
That's true.
Yeah, put we in the bag. The bag of holding.
Put it in the bag.
Hmm.
Let's see what happens.
Hmm.
I mean, now, it is a useful tool.
So you know that if you touch it, with your bare hands, kind of like the, what's it, Solantium? The, you know what I'm talking about.
You said Solantium, and now my brain won't think of the word.
Oh, sorry.
Palantir.
Palantir, yeah. Like the Palantir from Lord of the Rings. If you touch it, it will try and do its shit. So you're going to take 4d10 damage.
What if I'm already attuned to three things?
Wait, can
doesn't
we just
matter.
Wait? Can we?
Oh, wait, like force unattuned.
Force unattuned, one of them.
Wait, can we just wear gloves?
I mean, gloves aren't. You're probably going to have to do something a little bit better than that, like cover it in a tarp or something.
I mean, what if we opened the bag of holding and we took a stick and pushed it in?
Well, how are you going to get it out?
Yeah, I was thinking about that later. Yeah.
I mean, because if you reach
that's
in,
that's a later Autobahn problem. Say.
Yeah, but if you reach into the bag of holding and you hit the orb.
Yeah.
Same shit, right? So you're gonna have to figure out what's
going on. Glenn goes, we can't even touch it. It's fucking brutal.
So let's go get some, like, let's go find some big ass elephant ear leaves and just wrap it in it and we'll bind it. Or.
You have stuff.
There's or like rope. I have rope.
There's curtains and shit around here.
There's curtains around us. We're in a castle, you fucking idiot.
Oh my God.
Grab a bed, you know.
Bedspread,
and let's wrap this shit.
Is there, would Glenn know if there's any, I guess it's powered by the evil dragon spirit, right?
And the evil dragon spirit is it's powered by. And the evil dragon spirit is an ancient evil dragon spirit, so it's very intelligent.
Mm.
Or, it's really dumb, right? It's not this orb its whole life. Why is it so smart?
No, it's.
If it were intelligent and so smart, why is it in an
orb? It took all of the mages in Kryn to create 5 of these orbs. Mm.
It's like old Kryn, though. It's like technology, right? It only gets better.
Actually, usually old magic is better than current magic.
Correct. It's always that way, I know. It's annoying.
Everyone likes old magic. That old magic feeling.
I think we should go back to the original plan. Destroy it.
No, I think we should tarp it, rope it, and throw it in your bag of holding.
What do you think, Vanta?
I'm ready to go with this thing. Let's do it.
She wants to. You want
to? I think it's
to
too
it?
Valuable. Okay. Sure. She's not even in this anymore.
How dare you?
She's gonna stab you. What does Weeblow think?
I think Weeblow is on the destroying side. It's too. First off, he's not charismatic. He knows.
He's not.
I mean, he's a little bit, but it's such a risky thing.
No one here is super charismatic. I don't think. You don't have any...
Well, probably Zod.
Zod, yeah. Oh, I forgot
about
Zod.
But would we trust Zod to control the...
Zod's like, yeah, I'm down.
Zod's sober now.
Yeah, Zod's completely sober.
Yeah, something's weird with him. You've gotten weird.
Vaunta's like, nah,
he's fun. Kind of a weirdo.
But he was a weirdo before.
Yeah, but we understood
he's our weirdo.
We understood that weirdo.
We like that weirdo.
We haven't had a chance to talk to him yet.
Think of all the times that we fought by his side.
Zod's over there just like, you know, playing with a knife.
I thought you were going to say playing with himself.
Look, I'm not saying that we're going to use it. I'm saying it could be very useful in a very extreme situation.
So we both says, but what if someone finds out we have it?
Who's how? Find Why out would they have? Find out? We're in the middle of an abandoned castle.
Because someone's got to have known this orb was in this castle. And they're going to find out that we attack the castle and that the orb is gone. It's not like a fucking mystery of the ages.
Yeah, but even if you destroy
so
it.
So wait. These five adventurers attack this castle. The orb's gone. Where could it have gone?
Oh, well. There's no distinct way of knowing what those adventurers were like.
Yeah, but who's to say that when you destroy it, it doesn't, like, evaporate and it's the same end result?
Would Glenn know if you killed it? Would it release the... Or would he not know? Like, does it destroy the evil spirit? Or does the evil spirit appear in front of you as an ancient black dragon and you go, fuck!
You rolled a...
We're out. Bye.
Well, that orb was important.
You rolled a natural
nat 20.
Nat 20. So I'm going to say you know everything about it. Yeah. If you destroy the orb, the spirit's just released, and it is no longer a dragon per se, but it is still a free entity.
Yeah. So it's some sort of dragon esque powerful. So Glenn. Yeah. So Glenn goes, even if we destroy it, though, it just gets released in the world. So maybe. Maybe we blow
it. There we go, yeah. Let's wrap it up. Go to the bag of
holding. Now we gotta protect. Unless we can go to like an ocean and don't throw it in. Or throw it into a volcano. Well, I guess that would destroy it probably.
Glenn is thinking the safest place it would be Candlekeep.
That's a good point.
That's pretty good.
Then give it to May. She's got a forceful personality.
Dragon orb.
We got
She's
one
so charismatic, too.
Put it with the other dragon orb, make him kiss. The other one has makeup on it.
I fucking love dragon orbs.
Dragon orbs make me horny.
Well, I guess Candlekeep wouldn't pay us any money, but I guess we could have free reign to Candlekeep if we were like.
Oh yeah, if you brought that to Candlekeep, like they first off they'd have
a big party.
No, they have.
They would force it from us and then call it a donation.
All right, we're making pulled pork, everyone.
Pulled pork, woo!
pulled pork.
They would, they would have like people studying it for years, and you know, you would be like the darlings of Candlekeep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Audemon doesn't love that. You know what I mean? Like Audemon definitely likes carrying it around.
But I'm sure if we. Gave it to them and needed it, we probably could work out a deal.
Really? You think so? Like, you really think May would let us take it?
I mean, if we...
She won't even let us remove benign books.
But if we're giving it to them, we can make a condition. Well, I'm saying we can have a condition that if we need it...
You don't know as much as you think you know about Candlekeep.
That's fine. But I'm playing off what I know, right? And I'm afraid that if we go up and we say, hey, we have this dragon orb... Let's set up the special rule. They can say no and just take it. Right? Like,
no,
I don't want to fight
May. They're not going to take it.
I don't want to fight May.
They have a good reputation.
They don't do that. Yeah. That would ruin Candlekeep if their reputation
if someone's like, I have this fantastic book, but I want to make sure I have access to it. Like
we're stealing it.
Nope, it's ours now. Fuck off.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's going to be a while till we get back there. I'm sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, so you guys can take the there's like thick velvet curtains that you can tie it up in and with the drawstring.
Thick meat curtains.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Thick bristly meat curtains.
Bristly.
Remember the poison?
Those were the days. The beetles in them or something.
Back in the meat curtain days.
Everyone loves the meat curtain.
Going through the meat flaps.
The days of meat curtains and honey.
I'm getting scraped up.
I forgot they were bristly. You're right.
All good meat curtains are.
Yeah. It's true, a couple days.
They're
huh?
fine after the first day of shaving, but then it's all bristly again.
Getting chafed.
All right. Bag of holding it, go.
Bag of holding it is. So,
Glenn gives it a kiss before putting it in. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, God.